Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Cenovus.com. Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Cenovus.com.
Coming at you live from the heart of Lincoln, America, this is Old School. Sponsored by the Mercado by Certified Piedmontese. Broadcasting veteran Derek Pearson.
When you find something that moves them, that makes them smile, celebrate it. That's your task. That's your superpower.
Nebraska Football Hall of Famer Jay Foreman.
Rifles a pass. It was tipped. It's picked off by Foreman. He's at the 15, 10, 5. He'll score!
On 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
What up? We are live in effect out here at Scissors and Scotch, 30th and Yankee Hill. Old School, Jay Foreman, DP, brought to you by the Mercado, Certified Piedmontese, Special Ingredients, the Butcher Shop, 84th and Havelock, and literally right across the street, 30th and Yankee Hill, 168th and Maple up there in the Metro. We're out here at the grand opening of Scissors and Scotch. It's not your just run-of-the-mill barbershop. They offer haircuts, beard trims, drinks, and more, and phenomenal hospitality and great reception, great people, great employees, and great leadership. Special membership packages are available, but also for today and today only, we are giving giveaways every hour. Southern Glazer is here doing a free whiskey tasting. There's a putting green, so if you come out here and try to get your putt on, you win a free drink from the bar. But the best part is they have a membership special. $39 founder reserve membership includes free upkeep. That means line up, neck trim, and then you have access to their member shelf liquors, invitations to members-only events, and additional discounts. So a lot going on out here. It's been great. Like I said, I got the hand treatment, got hand massage.
Yeah, you gotta be careful how you say that, bro.
Oh, I'm all right, man.
Cool that, we're on the radio, man.
It wasn't no boom boom room,
people,
but
people the driving thing, cars, you know.
Yeah, right. Right.
You get a lot of U-turns
right. Right. Yeah, I know. Right.
What they doing over there? Wait a minute.
Setting records on the first day. So the lady Raven was doing mine, and they do like the, you know, thing afterwards. And she was like, "Oh, you have never done this before." I'm like, "Yeah, I work with my hands." She was like, "Oh yeah, you need to relax. You tensed up." So
see.
Anyways,
we're gonna get Austin's shoulders worked up.
Yeah, it's a great atmosphere out here, and it's a great day to day grand opening, and they did the ribbon cutting I think right at 3, so it's been good, but. More importantly, though, we were talking before break, and we were talking about the show Clip that's on a couple networks. Mm-hmm. In
it's like TNT, right? TBS, TNT?
No, it's on Hulu, and probably what else?
I saw it on Hulu. I think it's exclusive for now.
Yeah,
Hulu. I watch everything on Hulu.
I watch everything on Hulu.
Yeah, so it's
I'm a Hulu guy.
Yeah,
but the thing is that they were just show, they just it's viral now. So Doc is sitting up there. I don't know where he lives in Florida in all season. Listen, if I'm on the Milwaukee Bucks, we just gonna have a one-on-one meeting.
Well, I'm pretty sure he didn't walk into the Milwaukee because Giannis would have thrown him across the.
Yeah, gym. But it's not just Giannis. Just imagine if he tries to get sideways with Lopez
because
he's the crazy one.
Middleton, Lopez.
Oh no, Bobby Portis.
Listen. Yeah, Uncle Bobby would have.
Bobby's the type of player that you.
Jay Crowder?
Yeah. But Bobby Portis is the dude. Say, Doc, you better ask him, will you please set a pick? Will you please? Because, listen, you say something like that, just imagine him say, Bobby Portis, we should have traded you last year. He said, nah, you trade me right now.
And if you're – I mean, think about this. Elgin Baylor has family. He has a family. And it was disrespectful to have that man in the grocery store with, what did he say, discount tenderloins?
Discount tenderloins.
60% off tenderloins.
Hey, man. Hey, listen. Listen. Who spilled the beans on everything in there, though? But who? No. Here's what
Austin I'm Rivers.
Here's what, yeah, for sure.
100%.
Yeah, oh, for sure.
100%. 100%.
You know when they do the credits? He's at the very end.
Oh, yeah. Executive producer. Small letters. Yeah. It's small letters. It's small letters.
But I want to ask you this, though.
Yeah.
Who recited that practice story, though?
Chris Paul. Actually, was his brother. His twin brother.
But who
from
did
the commercial.
That? They left no stone unturned.
On the low, Chris Paul's a snitch.
But we're not surprised by that.
Yeah.
Like, it was Chris Paul. Because ultimately, it still made Chris Paul look like a half-decent dude.
Yeah, because he was on the
right?
Other. Yeah.
Right? I mean, look, they told on the plane ride, the Shabuya. Listen, we would track down whoever shared that. Whoever shared the raps they did on the plane, yeah, we'd have to fight.
Yeah, man. I mean, I just
we'd have to fight because that was terrible.
Because I got to call and say, listen, dog, hey, if I'm Matt Barnes, oh, no. You think I was mad at Derrick Fisher?
Well, no, if I'm J.J. Redick.
No, if I'm Matt Barnes, man, you question that man's integrity. You question that man's manhood. And then you hit him below the belt.
You casted J.J. Redick with a 5'6" white dude.
That I'm fine with that.
That dude 5'6". Did you see him run? Did you see him run sequence and shoot the three?
They put all the money in research. Hey, DP. They said, you know, when they do the budget, they said we're putting all the money into the stories. We don't need casting.
Oh, like that dude.
They put it in Lawrence Fishburne.
Yeah,
called it good.
Yeah. That dude had the dude to play J.J. Redick was wearing a medium jersey. He was wearing a medium jersey. He was wearing youth.
Doc came out
youth
there.
Youth Clippers shorts.
Hey, Doc Rivers came out. But he went out there and acted a fool, though. But why did he look him up and down, though, when he said it? And then
well, he was doing it because the smirk, the Doc Rivers smirk after he said all that was the best thing about the whole episode.
Yeah, I know. But we ain't friends enough because that ain't funny. You know what I'm saying? You can buzz. I'm pretty lenient. But he just went below. He said, you know what? He said, here's your contract. Now I got to give me all your below the belts.
Yep.
And he's like, this is our secret. And then once he was mad in practice, he just started bringing them out.
He wanted to know everything. And then, listen, the line when V comes out in the green outfit and Doc Rivers he was everybody. Because he said some words that I literally ran it back. You know, you hit the 10-second.
Yeah,
I need to go back
to
hear that one. I
just wish I was there in real time. And like I told you, the only thing that I have, and we talked earlier today about forming friends and stories like that. The only thing that I have, and this would be a forming friends here, so Austin, you can clip this. The only time I've seen something like this, not even close to this magnitude, was Jerry Gray and Eric Flowers. And we were walking to a walkthrough. And Jerry the preface of the story is we used to have VHS tapes for third down and blitz. Well, they weren't done for an hour. So we thought, like, okay, we'll just get it. We were playing, you know, at Jacksonville at night. So we thought we'd get them in the morning because we had time to make up, you know, because of late game. Well, they must have came an hour and a half late. So he already then knocked the whole thing down and knocked the table over. So he was on point. And Eric Flowers asked Jerry Gray on the way to walkthrough, what's up, Jerry? You've been on, you know, are you on your pee, on your period? He took two steps and just went Doc Rivers. And then waited till everybody got there to the walkthrough and then recited the conversation while he's walking around, bobbing his head, as the defensive coordinator. I said, man, listen, I done seen it all. I said, Ralph Wilson, you just set back this organization 20 years. And you talked about the Sterlings going into the shower. Here's the only time that Ralph Wilson ever came within any of the players and stopped us from doing business. So this supposedly after the Music City Miracle, it was a discrepancy who would Wade wanted to get rid of, you know, up top, somebody wanted to get rid of the special teams coach. Wade was like, no. Well, then he came to John Butler, you know, who's the GM, rest in heaven, great dude. And it's like, hey, either Wade gone or you gone. John was like, well, I ain't going nowhere. No, obviously John went out there and drafted LaDainian Tomlinson and all them. But we were in, I'll never forget this, we were in 9-on-7. We had 9-on-7, and then they were doing 7-on-7. And I remember, you know, when you break the huddle, you kind of, you know, do like a, you know, get ready to do 9-on-7. I was like, man, what this old dude walking out here for? You know what I mean? Like, what? He going to get killed, right? Because I was saying, look, one missed block. Here come Antoine Smith. He came right between the center and the nose guard and started, just put his hands up. And then everybody stopped, and then he told us that he had fired the GM. He's like, I just want to let you know, because he said, listen, there's 6 minutes left in practice, and they're waiting for you in there. And then, hey, DP, and then rolled out like Optimus Prime, went right back upstairs.
Listen, to know what was going on in L.A. at the time, and this is all everything you could possibly imagine of chaos. And to not know, one, that it would get out.
Well, it hadn't. Look how long it took.
That I still didn't understand any of what was happening the way they were describing it. And then I thought, the Clippers have to win the championship.
But
to go through all of that, the real irony is they went through all of that and didn't win the championship.
Right, and tricked off a 3-1 against Golden State. Let me ask you this, though. And this is to
The Texans talking about Golden State.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Synovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at synovus.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
When you have to stop but don't really want to, stop at BP. Because BP has everything you need to keep it going. Fuel to keep the adventures going. The BP Me app to keep the savings and the commutes going. Snacks and drinks to keep the crew going. And the BP Me Rewards Visa to keep the rewards going and going and going. A stop at BP isn't a stop at all. Keep it going.
State. He says, what about Steph Curry?
Right. Steph need to be mad, though, too. He need to be
him cold. And Clay.
Yeah.
Well, you couldn't get Seth to play Steph?
Yeah. I mean, they just – but DP, they at least they –
it's
they
Cal. Just go to Cal. There's three light-skinned jumpsuiters right. on the roster. Like, how did you – how did you not go find two light-skinned brothers to shoot hoops in this movie?
Right.
Like, Hollywood is filled with light-skinned brothers who used to play basketball at Cal or Stanford.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, you could have just went down the street and got some light-skinned.
Let me ask you this, though. This is a serious question. So all this stuff has been going on for decades, right? And then, when the Clippers were – when they were Lob City and all that, they were at their apex, right? So along with that apex is Michael Wilbon.
Mm-hmm.
Stephen A. Smith, all those guys in the NBA, on the NBA media.
Uh-huh.
Why would they? Why had they not said it? You get what I'm saying? Because they know.
Well, okay. So the word.
So you're trying to tell me
access. The word is access.
But they.
The word is that this is not now where everybody could go on social media and just light up the Clippers. One, at the time in the NBA, and I can speak to this directly. This is why it was a thing. There were maybe nine.
Back then, yes.
Black
yes.
media no, okay, in the NBA.
That. Right, I understand that.
And it was often, okay. So
Before you get into it,
yeah.
let me just add on to the question.
Yeah.
After they were going to and did strip Sterling of the ownership, It still didn't come out. You get what? That's what I'm asking.
Because,
so now you got the runway.
Well, compliance matters, but also accountability. Being complicit, because a lot of the stuff that went on, most of the media guys were nerds. In their circle, they were nerds.
Right.
To have access to the cool kids club and to be included into it, you weren't going to disrespect it.
True.
You weren't going to share the stories of being told. And then going in the locker room meant I was allowed in the locker room.
Right. And that is true. It's true with the NFL as well.
Right?
Yeah.
And so you don't want that taken away. Now, again, to tell you straight from the mouth of Donald Sterling that I should have been grateful that I was allowed in the space. Literally, his statement to me was, you should be happy to be here. How many people that look like you do you see doing what you do? Now, y'all know me well enough to know I didn't particularly take that well. And I certainly wasn't going to digest it quietly. So imagine the conversation that went in place, knowing the fact that if I didn't have the Utah Jazz to fall back on.
Right. Yeah, you couldn't go in.
That I would have taken a leap and been in trouble.
Yeah.
So,
been in the abyss,
right? Yeah. And mind you, my fallback was Utah.
Right. Yeah, I understand that. I just think at that point in time.
So that Utah was a safer choice for me than the Clippers.
I just feel like at that point in time, they could have said something.
Yeah, like
Stephen A. Smith could have said something.
Austin, Mike, you hear me, right?
I hear you.
What's the big dude from Kansas City? Jason Whitlock could have said something. Well, you know, he wouldn't care.
He couldn't tap dance quick enough.
Yeah, that's why I retracted.
Like, he's telling everything, keeping secrets. But that was the time. And the evolution of sports media with more freedom and more speak.
Right.
But
I'm just saying, DP, when they came out with the audio recording of him talking about Magic, via his girlfriend.
Yep.
All these other stories fit it. So really, you're playing with house. I feel like you'd be playing with house money, in the sense of if you say, okay, well, you know what, you know, back then I couldn't say it, but
today's world, yes.
Yeah.
20 years ago, no.
How long ago was it that he lost ownership?
25. It's got to be 25 years.
Sterling?
Yeah.
No. Ballmer is like a decade.
Decade.
10, 15 years, maybe.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah.
So as it would happen, what I was told by them was that I should accept 25 cents on the dollar on the value of the job because I should be grateful for the opportunity.
Yeah.
Again, y'all know me. There was some word combination. There was some word posture going on.
Could have just said, nah, but that didn't reach the level.
Well, no, it literally was leaving a restaurant, going to get my stuff, throwing it in a bag, going to the airport. And again, the beauty of it was because his son was the one that facilitated all of this. Because his son would come to the summer leagues. I was the voice of the summer league. And he would come to the summer league, and he was like, okay, we have to have it. Like, you're the guy. Everybody agrees. What's it going to take? We're looking. And to get the offer was one thing. It was when the offer became official that things went left. And he was so embarrassed that I was telling you to. I went from LAX. No, I went from John Wayne Airport in Orange County to Salt Lake, and Sterling's son took the charter and beat me back to Salt Lake to meet me there to go, please reconsider.
Man, dude, I mean,
and I still said, he literally said, when he slid the envelope across the table, and it was, Jay, if you know what the previous linebacker, starting linebacker for the Buffalo Bills got, right? Mm-hmm. That's the number you think is on the piece of paper.
Right.
Because the starting linebacker for the Buffalo Bills makes X number of dollars. The number he slid across the table to me was 25 cents on the dollar. And saying, well, Jay Foreman, you should just be happy to be a starting linebacker for the Buffalo Bills.
Well, that's how, you know, the funny thing
is you were saying some things.
Your boy, well, here's the funny thing. They had your boy Ray J on Shannon Sharp's podcast.
Yeah.
And he was in ownership in apartments with Donald Sterling. Uh-huh. And he said he was so, I guess, turned off or distraught by, you know, the audio tape that he sold his apartment.
Do you know how he – see, I should probably know. The real question is how Ray J became a partner.
Oh, he alluded to it.
Yeah, you know, yeah.
He was performing.
Yeah, yeah. I repeat this, that there is importance. I love the fact that I don't know my number. I just know what my number's not.
Yeah.
And too many times in that space, owners were asking people to take less than their value. Yeah. Simply because they were disconnected from doing business,
and they could, and at that point in time, you got to think it was probably 10 to 12 years ago that he lost ownership. You think 20 years prior, you could get away in doing it? Because really, to be honest with you, when the Clippers, the Clippers were always been in L.A. They were still, even though they were in L.A., they were a small market team. It was the Lakers, and then they were just like the JV team.
They weren't even Creighton to Nebraska. They were Wesleyan to Nebraska. Like,
and always
no, they're UNO.
I always used to wonder, is like, how is, like, when I always say that winning starts at, we always say winning starts at the top. Mm-hmm. You want to see what losing and just dismantling a really good opportunity in a franchise. And Donald Sterling, because he bought the Clippers pretty much for next to nothing.
Uh-huh.
And obviously he made a ton of money, but you got to think, as much as he got paid to leave, because they paid him extra to leave, you could have made that tenfold and still would have been an owner, and then you could have passed it down. Now he's going down in history.
And the weird thing is that none of it was necessary, because all he had to do was not be – on 10 all the time.
Yeah.
Like, just if he's, we don't know most owners like that, especially back then. When you said the name Donald Sterling, it didn't resonate that, oh, owner of an NBA franchise. Yeah. Ooh, not Mark Cuban.
Yeah, he was off the beaten path.
I mean, listen, the Allen family and the Miller family, Larry Miller in Utah, it wasn't, you didn't know that part.
Right.
Like, you didn't know that part. It just wasn't. That's A. Poland in Washington. Yeah. You didn't know that part. Sterling and George Shen in Charlotte were the first two that you just went, oh, yo, there are some wild owners out here. Because George Shen, and again, I kind of felt like maybe I was jinxed.
Yeah, it was you.
Because it was me. Yeah, I got George Shen in his exit in Charlotte. Literally the day David was right? Literally the way this stuff happens with Fred Lane, Kerry Collins,
Ray Caruth.
I leave, go back to D.C., 9/11 happens. I leave, go straight to Utah.
He said you got to go hide out.
Where can I go where there's less drama?
Yeah.
But no. Every place I went was whiter than the previous place, and it was more drama.
Welcome to Lincoln.
Hello, Lincoln. Y'all better behave. Yeah. That's all.
Y'all better, hey, Jay, y'all better behave.
No comment, man. But we're going to take a quick break, come back. Jay Foreman, DP.
We need to get your guy over here, Brother Slewskin over here.
Who?
With the blazer.
Austin.
Yeah.
We'll get him. Come on.
Yeah, we'll get him.
Yeah, Jay Foreman, DP, Austin Orman, old school. We'll be right back.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Synovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at synovus.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.